You're listening to Statewide. This was billed as the Year of the Woman heading into the election this week. Now that the campaigns are over, how did women candidates fare? Mary Hansen joins me to talk more about it. And Mary, let's first look at congressional races in the state of Illinois. A couple of high-profile races had women running against men who were incumbents. The results a bit mixed?
Yeah, they were a bit mixed. So the big one of the ones that got a lot of attention was up in the Chicago suburbs. Democrat Lauren Underwood unseated Republican Congressman Randy Holdgren. That was one of the more watched races, and in the end, Lauren Underwood pulled that one out. She's the first African American woman to represent that district, and I think on Tuesday night we saw a lot of firsts like that around the country. In central Illinois, here in parts of Springfield and Champaign and Bloomington, you had Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan running against Congressman Rodney Davis. And that that race, the results weren't called until late into the evening, and Congressman Rodney Davis ended up winning that one.
So what does the congressional delegation look like now?
So with Lauren Underwood's win, there's now five women in Illinois' congressional delegation. That's up from four. So you have a couple of incumbents, Jan Schakowsky, Sherry Bustos, Robin Kelly, all currently in the U.S. House of Representatives, as well as U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth. So we're going from four to five out of 20 seats here.
And when it comes to statewide races in Illinois, like from the governor's race on down, how did women do in those?
So again, a little bit mixed. We saw another first. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is the first African-American woman to hold that seat. Susana Mendoza, the incumbent comptroller, also won her race. But, of course, then the Republican who ran against her, Darlene Sanger, lost. And then Republican Erica Harold, who ran for attorney general, she lost to Kwame Raoul as well. So a bit of mixed results on statewide as well.
And as we look at women in the legislature, that's always been an issue of whether or not Illinois has enough representation of women in the General Assembly. What did this election do for that number?
So we actually saw a lot of Democratic women. They won up in the suburbs. They unseated a couple of Republicans or won a couple of open seats up there. So they were really crucial to securing a supermajority in the House of Representatives and widening the Democratic majority in the Senate. So you had newcomers like Suzanne Glowiak bumping State Senator Chris Nybo, Joyce Mason beating Representative Sherry Jessel. So just a couple of examples of Democratic women winning seats up in the suburb, flipping those districts.
You mentioned that there were some open seats. Well, of course, in some cases, women left the legislature. They were not always replaced by women.
Yeah, exactly. So there were more than a dozen women who were leaving the legislature, either retiring or deciding not to run anymore. Two of the bigger names we saw were Democratic minority leader in the House, Representative Barbara Flynn Curry. She decided not to seek reelection. And then Senate Minority Leader last summer, Christine Rodonio, decided to leave the Senate as well. So of those, a lot of them, I think more than half, were replaced by men and the other half replaced by women. So kind of a mix there, too.
So where does that put gender representation starting in the next legislative session?
So it'll be about the same. There were 62 women serving in the legislature this year, and I think that'll bump up to 63 right now. There's still a couple of of races that haven't been called yet, so that could rise to 64. But it's still about even 35% when we started last year. And now continuing next year, it'll be like 36 or 37. So Illinois is still one of the, or has been one of the top 10 states when it comes to gender representation in the legislature. Some races in Illinois haven't been called. Some races around the country haven't been called. So it's hard to tell where Illinois will kind of rank coming up in the 2019 session.
When this idea of this Year of the Woman being billed that way, really seemed to, you know, get steam behind it was, I think, following the Me Too movement and the rise of the Me Too movement. Is there any belief that this will continue, that women candidates will be, you know, pushed even more to seek office? Or is this a one-time thing? Are we going to see it kind of dip back? And we have seen that before where there's less representation, less participation by women.
Yeah, so when I did a story about women candidates running a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to a couple representatives from different programs that train women to be candidates, and they said that they've seen just an enormous amount of interest since 2016 of women interested in running. And I asked them that question, and they said they feel like it's going to be sustainable. They're seeing more women run, and now after the election, more women win. So they feel like that's going to continue.
That's reporter Mary Hansen with an update on how the Year of the Woman turned out here in Illinois. Mary, thanks a lot.
Thank you.